When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples. Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said, some say it's John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, he said, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
But we also need the sweep of the gospel from end to end. See how the different evangelists present the Lord. I remember well the first time I saw the great film, The Gospel According to St. Matthew, by Pier Paolo Pasolini. And the tremendous excitement of seeing that presentation of Jesus. And in the same way, Mark's gospel can give us something very special. One of the things that you see is the disciples appearing always as extraordinarily sluggish in their understanding. And in this, Mark is making clear to us that any of us would have been the same. If we'd been following Jesus in his own lifetime, there's no way we would have become graduates in Christian theology by the end of our 3 years. B.A. salvation. We would have been as nonplussed and taken aback by Jesus as they were. How could a Jewish person ever sense in another human being the reality that he is always called God? This is different as chalk and cheese. But the whole point about God for the Jews was that he wasn't a human being. That he was above us and our concerns. That he is not like us. The phrase occurs over and over again in scriptures. Do you think that I am like you? God says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't come to you. Don't think I want these burnt offerings and things that you're bringing. You must think I'm a human being or something. And for them to understand the divine life in Jesus could only happen by a revelation that would be absolutely radical and revolutionary. And we don't know for sure what Peter said when Jesus said, what about you? What do you think about me? Mark tells us that he says you are the Christ, which could mean an anointed person, a kingly person, or a person with great prophetic powers. In this gospel, he says you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And in view of what happens later, that fills out the meaning. But one thing you can say about the apostles was that in the course of the whole sweep of their contact with Christ, they did travel from a human relationship with him at the beginning to a relationship which had them on their knees by the end, a worshipping relationship. And it's in the minds and hearts of the apostles that this conversion happened, the Christian conversion, the conversion to Christ, the Son of God. And that's why we keep them as foundation stones in the story of the church. And particularly Peter, because the gospel, right in the middle of it, sets this kind of pivoting point, which Jesus obviously finds absolutely vital. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because you have received a revelation from my Father that could not have come from any flesh and blood. Couldn't have come from his relationship with Jesus as an ordinary human being. Could only have come by a moment of grace where God grants an insight. And that's true of all of us too. Our faith in the apostolic church and its belief in Christ is a fruit of God's grace. God allows this hinge to turn in us, this door to open, which helps us to acknowledge Jesus of Nazareth as God. Now it's very important what happens immediately after the gospel we read today. Because this is the place where Jesus for the first time says, the Son of Man must be handed over to the chief priests, the scribes, who will give him to the pagans, who will condemn him and crucify him, and on the third day he will rise again. Now that's what you are the Christ, the Son of God, really means. And Peter turns and takes Jesus apart. He runs him away from the others and he says, this is never going to happen to you. And then Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. The way you are thinking is not God's way, but man's. And you are a stumbling block in my path. So we have to balance the glorious things that Jesus says to Peter in the gospel today with the terrible things that he's going to say a few lines later on. Because Peter still does not understand the faith that he has professed. He doesn't understand what it means, the cross and the passion and the death, the burial. But the Son of God came to the earth to be with us, to go through what we go through, and to lie in our grave. And until he understands that, Peter will still be relying on flesh and blood, not on the revelation of God. And so here is Peter, a man on a journey, a man in process of conversion, and that's exactly where we are. In a moment we will stand and profess the faith of the Catholic Church. We will say all the words, but not one of us here will truly apprehend the meaning of what we say. Because we have very much to learn. And the events of the rest of today and the rest of all our days will be needed to unfold the mystery of what Christ is for us, let alone what he is for all the others. But in this moment of faith, Jesus calls Peter blessed, and so are we when we open our lives to this faith and let it have its way with us. Because when we leave space for God to work, his work in us is infallible. As Paul says, speaking of exactly the same mystery, I have kept the faith. I have fought the good fight to the end. I've run the race to the finish, because the Lord stood by me and gave me power, so that through me the whole of the message might be proclaimed for all to hear. The Lord will rescue me and bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory. Let us proclaim our faith.
We believe in one God,